Good morning, friends. It's a little while since last talked with you, but talk I must. It's a nice Friday morning. It's lovely, sunny and warm. A very vast change to what we've just gone through. For the last 3 weeks, we've had nothing but rain. Mary went up home to stay with her brother for 5 days. I really think she deserved it. Although I missed her terrible, she went up there and she enjoyed the 5 days holiday. It was quite a break. Visiting her family and the various graves that she'd not seen for quite a long time. Then she brought her brother back with her, Tommy, to stay with us for 5 days. And for every day that rained, bar one, it poured with rain. Poured with rain. So we couldn't go very far. Anyway, we got through it okay, and I'm okay. My health problems remain static, so I'm okay. I'm probably fit now for the next 100 years, I think. I think. I've been quite busy, really. I've had various stories to read. Some good ones, some not so good. But the finest ones was about old Dickie Bird the cricketer. Paul bought me two from the Oxfam shop. One was of his autobiography and one was his life at the wicket. That was called Bales and the White Cap. I was very interested in them, and I think he's a great man, that Dickie Bird. He recited a time he went to see the Queen, and he said after lunch, he and her sat talking till it was about 3 o'clock. He says, and they got lost with time. She's very interested in this sport. Other than that, things are just progressing nicely. And as I say, my health is remaining static. The breathing gets no better, but then that's to be expected. The coughing is easier. The catheter being changed. That was a moment of misery, but only a split second. Nothing to worry about. And on the whole, not so bad. I've had quite a lot of messages from you, and you will never know how much it makes my day to read them nice messages which you send. I see that there's one or two friends of mine have got relatives in the 90s. I wish them the best of health and good luck, and it would need it at this age. Other than that, there's not much more to say. But I have a joke for you. Two blokes, miners they were chatting one day, and one says to the other, he says, have you been in that, seen that haunted house? He said, there's no such thing as haunted house. He says, I'm telling you there is. He says, let's go down and have a look at it. So they went down, hobbled along, because they were both wearing clogs. Miners used to wear clogs in them days. And he got to the house and stood opposite, having a look at it. One says, that's not haunted. The other says, ah, but it is. He says, I'll tell you what, said the other. I'll bet you £5 I can sleep in that house all night. Right, the other says, I'll take you on. £5 it is. They're going to sleep in that house all night. Yeah, okay, then he says, we'll meet at 10 o'clock. So they clogged the way away, and at 10 o'clock they were both there. And one fellow was carrying his blanket. He says, that'll be enough to keep me warm. So he says, okay, so I'll be around for a while. He says, good night, and I hope you win your £5. He says, well, wouldn't it? Don't they worry about that. So he says, okay, and I went into the house. And he got down on a spare bed and took the blanket over him, took his clogs off, got into bed, got on top of the bed and just took the blanket over him, and fell asleep. And a little while he heard a strange voice. He thought he heard a strange voice saying, there's only me and thee in here. There's only me and thee in here. And he woke up. They thought, I'm dreaming. No, it's happening. He says, I'm dreaming. So he went back to sleep again. And a bit later he woke up again, and that same voice was saying, there's only me and thee in here. There's only me and thee in here. And the man says, as soon as I found my bloody clogs, oh, he said, get them on. He said, there'll only be thee in here. He upped it. That's about all for now. I'll see you again soon. Cheerio.